When ye pray, say our Father. Jesus teaches us to call his Father our Father. He is not ashamed to call us brethren. So ready, so eager, is the Savior's heart to welcome us as members of the family of God, that in the very first words we are to use in approaching God, he places the assurance of our divine relationship, our Father. Here is the announcement of that wonderful truth, so full of encouragement and comfort, that God loves us as he loves his Son. This is what Jesus said in his last prayer for his disciples, "Thou hast loved them, as thou hast loved me." The world that Satan has claimed and has ruled over with cruel tyranny, the Son of God has, by one vast achievement, encircled in his love and connected again with the throne of Jehovah. Cherubim and seraphim, and the unnumbered hosts of all the unfallen worlds, sang anthems of praise to God and the Lamb when this triumph was assured. They rejoiced that the way of salvation had been opened to the fallen race and that the earth would be redeemed from the curse of sin. How much more should those rejoice who are the objects of such amazing love? How can we ever be in doubt and uncertainty, and feel that we are orphans? It was in behalf of those who had transgressed the law that Jesus took upon him human nature. He became like unto us, that we might have everlasting peace and assurance. We have an advocate in the heavens, and whoever accepts him as a personal Savior is not left an orphan to bear the burden of his own sins. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The very first step in approaching God is to know and believe the love that he has to us, for it is through the drawing of his love that we are led to come to him. The perception of God's love works the renunciation of selfishness. In calling God our Father, we recognize all his children as our brethren. We are all a part of the great web of humanity, all members of one family. In our petitions we are to include our neighbors as well as ourselves. No one prays aright who seeks a blessing for himself alone. The infinite God, said Jesus, makes it your privilege to approach him by the name of Father. Understand all that this implies. No earthly parent ever pleaded so earnestly with an erring child as he who made you pleads with the transgressor. No human, loving interest ever followed the impenitent with such tender invitations. God dwells in every abode, he hears every word that is spoken, listens to every prayer that is offered, tastes the sorrows and disappointments of every soul, regards the treatment that is given to father, mother, sister, friend, and neighbor. He cares for our necessities, and his love and mercy and grace are continually flowing to satisfy our need. But if you call God your Father, you acknowledge yourselves his children, to be guided by his wisdom and to be obedient in all things, knowing that his love is changeless. You will accept his plan for your life. As children of God, you will hold his honor, his character, his family, his work, as the objects of your highest interest. It will be your joy to recognize and honor your relation to your Father and to every member of his family. You will rejoice to do any act, however humble, that will tend to his glory or to the well-being of your kindred. Which art in heaven? He to whom Christ bids us look as our Father is in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. In his care we may safely rest, saying, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee."